honey, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. It's a Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it out. I wanna rip it out. I wanna shake it out. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. A shake on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it out. I'm gonna shake it out. I'm gonna rip it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight. Sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one, I have a soul. I wanna rock it up, I wanna live it up, I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna live it up, and a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, but I'm a feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue. Knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! Money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby.
Carl Perkins here on the Viva La Mock radio program, telling you just don't step on my blue suede shoes. I'm not sure why you're wearing suede shoes right now. It's cold out and it's wet and yucky and it just messes up the suede, you know. Hey, before Carl Perkins, birthday boy himself, Elvis Aaron Presley with Rip It Up. He'd be 86 years old if he was alive today. And if he was, I'd say wear a mask, stay inside, and just don't engage with people. Let your people handle things because you're highly susceptible to the coronavirus. This is what I would say to him, just if it were today. If it were like a year from now, I might say something different. Who knows? Hey, before Elvis, the Hindu Love Gods in there from the mid-80s, a 7-inch they put out. Hindu Love Guys were actually a side project, if you will, of the guys from R.E.M. without Michael Stipe. So it was the band R.E.M. with the lead singer of the, I think it was the Kilkenny Cats, who sang on that 7-inch of theirs, doing an original R.E.M. tune, actually, called Narrator. Jason Faulkner in there doing his version of Def Leppard's Photograph. It was on this day back in 1991, 30 years ago, that guitarist Steve Clark died at the age of 30 from Def Leppard. Start off the entire set with Peter Halsapple, a one-time sidekick member of R.E.M., with his song Elvis, What Happened, which I originally found on a compilation from the 80s called Luxury Condos Coming Soon. Hey, I got songs coming soon for you, but let's take a little break, give yourself an important message, and then get to more music. How about that?
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, which includes me. Seriously, I'm your good friend, am I not? Hopefully. I'm the Mockster, and guess what? It's midnight. It is midnight. It's time for a midnight mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, which is located in Millvale, it's open seven days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and none too small. You can visit them in Millvale today or just call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music that you need. So January 8th is National Argyle Day, and that's what the Mockster found out in some research he did. So I'm like, you know what? As much as technically at midnight, we're into the 9th. Uh-oh, but that's all right. This happens. I'm doing an Argyle mock tonight. So I've actually picked, I think, 10 songs. I had like 15. I weaned it, and I got it to 10. So these are songs that either Argyle is in the title of the song, title of the band, or within the lyrics of the song. That's what I've decided is going to qualify for an Argyle mock, which is happening right now. We'll do it in two sets of five. So that kind of tells you, we'll do it as 10 songs, if that works for you. Hopefully, because there's no choice. We're doing this. We're doing it. We're going in. It's Playboys, Punks, and Pretty Things. It's the Swingin' Utters starting off a Argyle mock here on the Diva Lamont radio program.
Are always the product. She's with all your socks. She's got the stairs. A mess of it. Rip Jump, rap, bang, rap, bang, by any other name. 'Cause the
Fastball wrapping up part one of the Argyle Mock with their song Red Light from the Keep Your Wig On album. Again, it's an Argyle Mock, so most of these songs are name-dropping the word Argyle. Or if it's in their title of the song, I guess they're going to name-drop it throughout it because, like, it's the name of the song. As Fastball did in Red Light, before that, the reunion gave us Alligator Love Trap. Went back a few years for some JFA. Yeah, that's Jodie Foster's Army. Jodie Foster's Army with Preppy. Yeah, you'd think the word Argyle is going to come up in a song called Preppy. Bouncing Souls had a song actually called Argyle. And the Swingin' Utters started off that entire set with their song Playboys, Punks, and Pretty Things to continue the Argyle Mock, or actually for them to start it off, but for me to continue the Argyle Mock. How about we get a little bit more, I would like to say contemporary, if it is, from his National Ransom album. It's Elvis Costello. Jimmy Standing in the Rain.
Ticket in his pocket, punching out the shadows underneath the socket. Tweed coat turned up against the fog. Slow coaches rolling over the mall between the very merry and approaches of all. Stale bread curling on a luncheon counter. Loose change, lonely, not the right amount. Forgotten man, of an indifferent nation. Jim is standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy a counterfeited prairie lullaby in a collier in town. The hip flask and fumble skin of some stitched out Josephine is all he'll get now. Eyes going in and out of focus, mild. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go like this, underneath the painted sky. She woke up and called him Charlie by mistake, and then in shame began to cry. Soft plaintive whistling in your one wandering smile died down from the hippodrome. Now you're walking off to jeers, the lonely sound of jingling spurs, the toodaloos and all my dears down at the Argyle. Plot sobriety. There's no place for a half-cut cowboy in polite society. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing in the rain.
Jim is standing in the rain.
Cats don't bug him 'cause they know better. shooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that king man go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like, what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Right, daddy, right. Get him, man. Like him.
Travels fast in a small desert town, so it wasn't long at all before the word got around that a killing mad car was headed their way. So the sheriff and the boys were gonna stop them out on the highway right where it intersected Big Black Rock. So it wasn't long at all before the whole town was out standing round, hammering a nail, building up a pride in a roadblock, just hanging around a roadblock. The mayor's wife sat in the shade and talked her way through a few good lies, while her husband practiced his acceptance speech for a medal from the FBI. And Granny rocked back in her chair. Just what did this man do? While some idiot kids from school ate dirty snow cones colored red, white, and blue at the roadblock, just hanging round the roadblock, just hanging round the roadblock, just hanging round the roadblock. Then the local paper jumped the gun and printed the big headline: town is safe from killer car with roadblock at state line. 3 miles down the highway in a Chevy 69 were a pair of crazy eyeballs jumping left and right in time to an 8-track tape playing Fog Hat and Jethro Tull, gasoline-soaked hand shifting a little plastic skull, and on the arm a blue tattoo that read, "I'm a son of a bitch." A map open on the front seat, leather black as pitch. 1 foot slammed on the gas, no shoe, just an Argyle sock. And that car was screaming wild down the highway like lightning toward the roadblock. Right towards the roadblock. Big cloud of smoke, and Granny went into a mild state of shock and started to choke. Then a boy up in a tree yelled out, "Here it comes." Then 20 men strong aimed and fired point blank. 19 shotguns. Well, the next day the sheriff just tried to stall while they buried the body out behind a wall. The newspaper said killer still on the lam. Seems the boys at the roadblock shot the wrong man. Nobody really knew just who he was. He was driving a Camaro with dashboard fuzz. They all burned the car right there in Big Black Rock, and no one ever said a word at all. About a roadblock. Ooh, about a roadblock.
Get my special powders in to get my feelings. Everywhere I go, it rains on me. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, everywhere I go, it rains on me.
Waits wrapping up a mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program of Argyle. Why? Because today, or actually January 8th, is National Argyle Day. And I was asked when I was telling the peeps, and by peeps I mean my cat, that I was going to do an Argyle mock. And my cat said, meow. But I interpreted that. Did the cat go, oh, it's a Scottish mock? No, it was just an Argyle mock. National Argyle Day. So songs with Argyle in the title, bands with Argyle in the title, album titles with Argyle in the title. So wrapping up that part of the mock was a Rains on Eve, Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards album from a few years back. Some Stan Ridgway in there from a Wall of Voodoo with the Roadblock. Then, of course, I had to throw in there the Hollywood Argyles. That one was going to be in there whether you wanted it or not because it's a good song, Alley-Oop. National gave us Baby Will Be Fine from the Alligator release, and Elvis Costello started that second part of the mock with Jimmy Standing in the Rain. All of these songs had Argyle within the lyrics, and that was a mock. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock or just a request for a song, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's the bestest way to get a hold of me. We've got about 25 minutes left in this program. I have a special song that didn't make the mock and is not making the mock after show, after set, which is this set of music. It's going to make the next set of music, just to let you know. So it's connected to Argyle in Scotland. So start looking up in the internet. Like right now, you got about 10, 12 minutes. Look it up. Try to see if you can figure out what is the secret decoder that the Mockster is going to try to make happen. Just think about it. Think really hard. Would you believe it was back in 1968 that this song was released this weekend? Believe it or not, it's Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide. Watching the tide roll away, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change.
was on the block. The crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo. I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo.
Peace came upon me. So sleep, silent angel, go to sleep. Sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe and to love you. All I need is the air that I breathe, yes, to love you. All I need is the air.
That's the poster children here on the Viva Lamont radio program with He's My Star. And I'm going to admit to you, a couple years ago, I had the poster children do a little call into my show, and I really geeked out. And the reason was because that is one of my all-time favorite songs. All-time favorite songs. I got to thank my friend Maria, who actually introduced it to me at one point in my life. And it's stuck there. It's stuck. And it's in the, I'd say, top 5, top 10, top 40. I don't know, because there's a lot of songs in there. But that's one of them. That is one of them. Before the poster children, how about Steve Wynn? Steve Wynn of what? The Dream Syndicate? Of the Baseball Project? Of Steve Wynn? Doing the Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. I did that because Terry Sylvester, the guitarist and singer of the Hollies, was born now yesterday. Like, my whole birthing thing, my whole birthday thing did not stop, apparently. Celebrating 73 years, January 8th. Played some Indigo Girls because on January 8th, supposedly, Galileo died at the age of 77, so I played the Indigo Girls with Galileo as a guilty pleasure from the Rites of Passage album. Sorry, Passage. I don't even know what I'm saying. Passage album. Yeah, it's late. It's late. The monster's just saying it's late. Otis Redding starting off the entire set. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, a song released 1968. I believe it was actually released posthumously, sadly enough. Otis was a victim of a fatal airplane accident in a giant lake in the city of Madison, Wisconsin. Don't ask me to tell you the name of the lake, because there's two of them and they sound really similar, and I don't know which one's like A and B. And I'm not going to slaughter either name to make you happy. We've got about 7 minutes left in this program, which means I've got about, well, outside of 7 minutes, I've got about maybe two more songs to play. Before we get to those songs, I want to remind you that I want to ask you, how can you grow vibrant communities? Think about it. How can you do it? If you said trees, you're right. Yeah, tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values. They also decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores, believe it or not. This message is from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT. Yeah, that's us, WRCT, and me, the Mockster. Hey, I appreciate you listening. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday night. We started at 9 p.m., take it to 1 a.m. Again, we've got now 6 minutes left, so I should get into that song. I'm going to talk over this a little bit, because I got to tell you why I'm playing this. I'm going to tell you. So I did a mock of Argyle. If you are unfamiliar with your Scottish heritage, because maybe you're not Scott, that makes me tend to leave my the Duke of Argyle. I don't think he's a good guy. I don't know. He seems like a kind of a douchebag. But anyway, the Duke of Argyle, I've been to his castle. I've been there. And he's actually the chief of the Clan Campbell. All right, follow me? Duke of Argyle is the chief of the Clan Campbell. And the word glen over in Scotland is a valley. Yeah, typically a long, bounded, gently sloped with concave sides valley. So that's a glen over in Scotland. Clan Campbell, it's just Duke of Argyle, so why am I not playing Glen Campbell? Right, I know. Why was that not in the mock? I don't know. I got to talk to my attorney. I don't know why that wasn't, but I got to see Glen Campbell. I'm just going to let you know. I got to see him on his final tour. He came through Pittsburgh, played down in the downtown area. I don't know, one of those theaters. Amazing show, and I'm so glad I got to do that. The only regret I have, I didn't buy a T-shirt. I know. Is that weird? Some other woman's crying to her anyway. Mother, cause she turned and I was the late, gone. Great Glen Campbell with a minute left of his song. gentle on my mind. Thanks for listening. It's the Viva Lamont Radio Show. I love you guys. Let me back with a request. WRCT requested gmail.com. And we'll do it all again next week.
But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
Welcome to the gray area on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Leah Minsky, and tonight we are going to be doing a fun set of kind of a little bit of everything. There's going to be some Detroit techno, some disco, some experimental art concept projects. I hope you enjoy. Our first song is Plastophilia 2 by Doppler Effect. Thanks so much for tuning in.